As per usual, and just like the memes, this meeting could have been an email. Instead, I'm listening to Bill drone on and on about something, and I'm watching you. I've been thinking about you a lot lately. We don't know each other, but I've noticed you, and I think you've noticed me. Sometimes I glance over towards your desk. But when you look up, I quickly look away. Why would you be interested in me after all? I look over towards you now, and our eyes meet for a moment before I adjust my glasses and pretend to be paying attention to the meeting. That split second of eye contact has put butterflies in my belly, and I shift in my chair. You're a bit fidgety as well, crossing your ankle over your leg and then uncrossing it, leaning back into your chair and then sitting up straight. I can hear Bill talking, but I've no idea what he's saying. I know there are other people in the room, but right now it feels like it's just you and me. Your fingers tap on the paper in front of you, but every so often you realize you're doing that. You curl your hand into a fist and still it. Your hands are delicate, your fingers are slim, nails painted blood red and glossy. You look across again, briefly, and appear lost in thought for a moment as you consider my suit and tie. You cross your legs, and a sly smile flashes across your lips. You do it again, crossing the other leg on top. I feel a flush rise in my cheeks and a tightness in my boxers. I bring my eyes up to the whiteboard and force myself to pay attention. The meeting finally finishes, and we're allowed to go on with our days. We bump into each other on the way out of the conference room, and I excuse myself quickly, looking down. I can feel your eyes on me as I walk away, and I don't look back. I busy myself with some emails. Half of my brain is somewhere else. Somewhere a version of me is talking to you, and your smile is easy and reassuring. At about 3:30, you walk by my desk and drop a note. No eye contact, no words. You simply drop the folded piece of paper as you walk by. I unfold the note and read it. My eyes widen. My face flushes. I glance around nervously, hoping that nobody has noticed. The office empties slowly at 5, but you're still here. You talk to a couple of the others as they leave, and I make my way to the conference room. I'm pretty sure that you saw me go. I hear you talking to Bill as I move. "You coming?" he says, holding the door open a bit. "Soon," you say. "I have a couple of things I need to tend to before I head out." I sit in the conference room, in a chair opposite the door, and I wait. I briefly consider that this might be some kind of prank, but I wait all the same. After a couple of minutes, the door opens and I look up, my hands planted on the conference table, waiting. I smile, and I can't help but run my gaze down your body, then back up to meet your own. You turn, and you lock the door. "I got your message," I say as you lean against the door. You don't say anything. I feel your eyes travel over my body this time. I've loosened my tie a little, and you lick your bottom lip as you look at my exposed neck. I smile again, confident. I wasn't sure at first, but I think I know what is going to happen in this conference room. "What do you want?" I ask. You're still quiet. You cross your arms and tilt your head. My grin begins to fade. "What?" You don't reply. You just stand and watch as I start to fidget in my chair, pushing back from the table. I'm confused, but I'm so turned on by your silence. I can feel the fabric of my boxers straining as my cock starts to harden and grow, my hips shifting involuntarily. You walk around the table towards me and I smile. Maybe I did read this right after all. I begin to stand up and you press your hand to my chest. Wait, you say, and I'm confused again. I'm sure you'll see that on my face. Without quite realizing it, I sit back down. You take a step back and look at me for a moment, opening the top button of your blouse. My mouth falls open at the glimpse of skin on your collarbone. You point at my tie and mimic taking it off. I allow a small smile to form on my face and I begin to undo the knot. Good boy, you say as I loosen the tie and remove it from my collar. There's a moment of realization as you put out your hand and I pass the tie to you. Now I can see how this is going to go. You point to the buttons on my shirt and I start to undo them. I see a slight flicker in your eyes and maybe the slightest shiver as I open my shirt, exposing my bare skin. My nipples feel tight. For a split second, it looks like you're about to take a step closer, but you stop. I ease the shirt from my arms and toss it on the table. I pause, looking up at you. You reach towards me and remove my glasses. You fold them and you put them on the table with my shirt. You run your hand over my chest, up over my shoulder, running it down the muscles of my arm, the toned triceps and biceps, down my forearm until you catch my wrist and bring it behind me. A shiver goes through me. I see another flash of sensation flick across your eyes and catch the faintest inhaled gasp. You look at me with eyebrows raised. I nod. I offer the other arm to you and you tie my wrists together with my silk tie. There's a clicking sound from the computer at the front of the room. What happens now? I ask, a little short of breath. You move in front of me. You watch, you say. You lift your skirt up over your hips and show me your panties. They're damp. You slide your panties over your hips and down your thighs, letting them fall to the floor. You put your finger to my lips. I open my mouth and suck on it. I savour the taste of your skin and swirl my tongue around your finger. Then you place the finger on your pussy lips and spread them apart. My eyes widen and my mouth opens. I can do nothing to prevent either. I lick my lips. Soon enough, you say, and spread the wetness over your clit and rub. You put one foot on a chair and show me your whole self. My heart is pounding. You sigh as you slip a finger inside yourself. You close your eyes. You cup your palm and rub your clit with the heel of your hand as you finger yourself. I can tell you're already aroused, perhaps close to losing control. And I moan as you bring yourself seemingly to the edge and then stop. You open your eyes and see me watching you, mouth open. Breath heavy, sweat on my brow. Let me help, please. You take your skirt off and lay it carefully on the table. Your pussy is swollen and you press your thighs together. You unbutton your blouse, slowly, carefully, watching me the whole time. I can't sit still. My hips are squirming, My cock is straining against my pants. You lay your blouse on the table and unclasp your bra, holding it in front of your breasts for a moment. Please. You smile and let the bra fall to the floor. Your breasts fall free. I pull at the tie holding my wrists together. What do you want, my good boy? You ask. I want to taste you. Please. Please let me taste you. Since you ask so nicely, you say, and pull the chair closer to the table. You sit in front of me and spread your legs wide. You lean back onto your elbows and let your head fall back. Make me feel so good, you say. I lean forward and my warm breath ghosts against your thighs and your pussy lips. I only have my tongue with which to open your lips, but your clit is swollen and hard and sticks up. I lick you and you close your eyes. I hear the rush of the air conditioning start up in the vents above us. You're so wet, so delicious. I lean over and lick you again. I find your entrance and press my tongue deep into your pussy. I hear a faint whimper and feel you push your pelvis closer to me. I lick and lick, taking care to touch every part of you with my tongue. You let your own hands roam up over your body and breasts. Finding your nipples, you pinch them and you groan. Good boy, keep going, you say. And I feel an involuntary tremble at your words. I pull at the tie around my wrists again. I take long licks from your asshole to your clit and see the shivers run through you. I shuffle forward and suck on your clit, and I can feel the heat radiating off your swollen lips. Your legs tremble and you arch your back. You breathe deeply and there's a ragged edge to the sound. Don't stop. Don't change a thing. You moan as you come and come. Your cries echo against the walls of the conference room. You're gone. Physically there, but there's no sign that you're in the room as your body flexes and writhes against my mouth. And when it's done, you fall back on the table, arms spread wide. I lick you gently, taking care to clean you up now, kissing away every last drop of your juices, your wetness, and your cum. You quiver with a few aftershocks, then lay there and let your breathing slow. The chair creaks as I sit back up again. You open your eyes and sit up to look at me. I try stretching my neck and rolling my shoulders. They're sore and knotted. So good for me, my good boy, you say, and my eyes snap to yours. You stand and move in front of me, putting your hands on my neck and rubbing the muscles there. Ah, the feeling of dissipated tension floods from me. You bend and put your mouth to the spot where my neck and shoulders meet, kissing it gently, licking up my neck, kissing my chin. I shiver again and my nose is filled with the delicious combination of your perfume and your sweat. You kneel in front of me and unbuckle my belt. You unbutton my pants and slowly slide the zipper down. You slip your fingers under the waistband of my pants. Lift up, my boy, you say, and I lift my hips towards you as you slide my pants down and let them pool on the floor. There's a damp spot on my boxers where pre-cum has leaked. You slide those down too. My cock springs free and you smile appreciatively. It's already throbbing and you lick the pre-cum away with just the very tip of your tongue and then pull away. Oh God, please. Put it in your mouth, please, please. My eyes close as my head drops back. I arch my back and you lean close, licking one of my nipples. Fuck, oh fuck, please. You grasp my cock in your hand and lower your mouth to it slowly, watching me. I try to hold still and meet your gaze as you take the tip in your mouth. You suck a little and, lift your head and look at me again. Let me hear you, my boy, you say, and take my cock in your mouth again. As you lean in and take more of me into your mouth, my entire being is focused only on the feeling of your mouth on my cock. Your tongue swirling over the head. Your lips on the sensitive spot just below. Your hands gripping me. Oh, please. My hips begin to move, thrusting a little. I want to put my hands on your head and control your movements, but they're still bound. And every time I try to shift my hips, you counter teasingly. You let go of my cock and sit back on your heels in front of me. Oh, fuck. My cock is so hard, shining and wet in the glare of the conference room lights. Tell me, you say. Tell me. I want to come. I just want to come so badly. Please. Please. My cock is throbbing and more pre-cummings leaking out of me. For a moment, I wonder if you're about to straddle me, to mount and fuck me in my chair. You appear to consider it, then you lean forward again and trace your fingernail up my leg to the crevice between my thigh and my balls. You roll my balls in your hand a little, run your finger up the underside of my shaft, and I push my hips towards you. Your mouth. I need your mouth, please. You take me into your mouth and suck hard. Moving up and down my shaft. I want to come. You swirl your tongue and go faster, squeezing my cock at the base of the shaft with your hands. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm fucking coming. And I feel the searing heat as my cum spurts into your mouth. My cock pulsing as my hips roll and jerk. I've never come like this before. It feels like it'll never end, and I watch deliriously as you suck and swallow. Eventually you stand and lean over me as my head lolls back. Open your mouth, good boy, you say, and I do, unable to disobey. Lifting my chin, you put your mouth to mine and let some cum spill onto my tongue. My eyes open in surprise, but I take it and swallow. You place your lips on mine and kiss me. Your tongue touches mine and I open my mouth wider. You place your hands on my cheeks and kiss me deeply. You were so good for me, my boy. So good for me. You say, and my cheeks flush. I've never had it like this before. You move around the back of me and untie my hands. Immediately I roll the tension out of my shoulders and reach for you, putting my arms around your waist. You rub my shoulders and neck gently. Did you like it? You ask. I liked it. I lean my face into your belly, calmed by the heat of your skin. We stay for a few moments like that. You place your hand on my head and run your fingers through my hair and I whisper your name. Until today, I wasn't sure that you'd ever really seen me. And I'm still not sure what this means. Whether you'll just walk out of here this evening and never acknowledge again what we shared. But I know that I want this, maybe even need it, to give to you whatever you ask, never expecting you to reciprocate, but ever hopeful. Such a good boy, you murmur over and over, and I close my eyes. Such a good boy for me. And the conference room around us is quiet.